In the headlines, leader of the opposition says no surprises in the latest central bank report, given that Barbados is at the end of the tourist season. A major technological hub launched in St. James North by Senator Chad Blackmun. Meanwhile, Democratic Labour Party candidate Felicia Dujon says there are charges of serious neglect in the constituency of St. James North. The NUPW urges government to respect workers' rights ahead of several state-owned enterprises being restructured, and C2SAB rejects charges made of political influence in teachers' strike last week. This is the latest, the 12:30 edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. In response to the latest central bank report, where it was reported that the economy grew by 2.6%, leader of the opposition Ralph Thorne says there were no major surprises, but has urged government to seek diversity as a matter of urgency. Speaking to Starcom Network this morning while on the campaign trail in St. James North, Thorne said the growth seen in both the tourism sector and with the foreign reserves were expected given the end of the tourist season.
It would be a major disaster if at this time of year tourism were to be down. You always expect tourism to be up at the end of the season. Tourism is up and that is expected. As to the foreign reserves, again, Barbadians have now become educated to the fact that foreign reserves will remain up because of the massive borrowing. Again, no surprise there. The government has borrowed a lot. The foreign reserves are up. We have not earned it. We have only earned it by way of our inclination to borrow. Inflation, the governor says that that is down. I'm not sure if the governor visits the supermarkets, but I don't think the average Barbadian feels that the cost of living has dropped any.
Thorne also said it was important that government moved with haste to boost the agriculture sector in the island.
A major disappointment in this economy continues to be the decline, the disastrous decline of agriculture. We cannot sustain this economy unless some serious work goes into agriculture. And I am not sure if enough emphasis is being put by the governor on this question of agricultural decline. That is something that this country needs to pay some urgent attention towards. And I look forward in future reports to the governor addressing that and warning the government that the economy needs to be diversified beyond tourism to boost agricultural output.
Leader of the opposition, Ralph Thorne. Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Senator Chad Blackmun, this morning launched a major technology hub in his constituency. The hub is set to train persons in various aspects of technological output of coastal zone, farming and educational programs. It was launched among students at the Gordon Greenwich Primary School. Speaking to Starcom Network, Blackmun said the tools were necessary if Barbados wanted to move beyond consumers of technology and become creators in this space.
I've always said that this constituency has all of the ingredients of what the rest of the country should look like. It's both coastal, it's both urban, it's touristic, agriculture, and therefore technology now has to be in all things that we do. In terms of our coastal resilience, technology has to be at the core. In terms of agricultural development, technology has to be at the core. Infrastructure, technology has to be at the core. Fitness and sports, technology has to be at the core. So this really is to allow for the children and their families, because of course parents come along with them, to now reimagine what technology can look like, should look like. And the point I really want to also make is this. For a long time, we have been consumers of technology. But Barbadians are no different to those in Europe and in Asia. And I want to use this as an opportunity for our people to now become creators of technology.
BLP St. James North candidate Senator Chad Blackmun. Meantime, charges of neglect have been laid by Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, as she continued canvassing this morning. Highlighting issues of flooding in the constituency, Dujon told Starcom Network that residents have been neglected by both the former Member of Parliament and the ruling party on critical issues.
They have a number of issues that they want to address, and it seems that the rep was not as attentive, in a sense, and also responsive. Because I met a mother not too far along, and she told me when it floods that it's so high that she can't get out of her house. And these are issues that have lasted for 15 years since the rep has been here. So I think the rep, I think he did not do the justice that he should have done for his constituents. And I think also his party is also responsible because he represents the party. And I think the party should have taken the initiative to know what is happening in the constituency.
DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, in the lunchtime edition. The National Union of Public Workers is urging the government to respect workers' rights as it restructures state enterprises. In his May Day message, NUPW General Secretary Richard Green also calls for the retraining of affected state employees.
Of departments and state-owned enterprises. As we face this new dawn, we stand unswervingly against the compromise of the fundamental rights and entitlements of the workers involved in these reforms. In fact, this uncompromising principle must endure regardless of how our institutions are redesigned or repurposed. If these programs are not to be an empty exercise, public officers will have to be retrained and equipped with all the resources to realize worker enfranchisement and organizational efficiency.
He reaffirms the union's commitment to advancing and protecting workers' rights, emphasizing the importance of empowering public workers for a sustainable future.
Empowering public officers through innovation and resilience reflects what we recognize as critical for building sustainable systems and worker competence that can withstand shocks and effect positive changes. It involves fostering innovation in public services, investing in digital infrastructure, enriching job skills, and creating a more personalized and inclusive experience for the wider public who access the services of the state. It is expected that workers will derive improved terms and conditions of service commensurate with the organizational improvements.
That's General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, has stoutly refuted claims of political influence within the labor movement. Following last week's charges leveled by both the Prime Minister, Mia Motley, and Education Minister, Chad Blackman, that the Barbados Union of Teachers protested action was politically motivated, DePisa said there was nothing of the sort regarding the effort to have teachers' term leave reinstated. However, DePisa said the main issue regarding politics and trade unionism was about the conscience of the individual and understanding who they served.
But look in the trade union movement, you see several members of trade unions have gone into politics. Nobody stops them, but they too have to know how far they can go. And you know what? I say that at the end of the day, the people who elect them as their members have to say whether they are happy with what they are doing or whether they are not happy. And if the members decide to see you decide that you want to be a politician, then be a politician. The members will vote the way they want. So I do not want to sit down here and condemn or ridicule anybody for being a trade unionist and a politician. But I've got to say to you, you have to know to whom your loyalty lies.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. And police are seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing girl. Her name is Tyler Faith Carter, age 12, of Lot 22, Shop Hill, St. Thomas, a student of the Lester Vaughan School, who was last seen at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Tyler is 5 feet 6 inches tall, of dark complexion and slimly built. She wears her hair in singles and a bun, and she has an oval face with small brown eyes, thick eyebrows, a small nose, thick lips, with a broad smile and pointed chin. She's soft-spoken and pleasantly mannered. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of Tyler Carter asks to contact the District D Police Station at 419-1726. Our top stories. Leader of the opposition says no surprises in the latest central bank report, given that Barbados is at the end of the tourist season. A major tech hub launched in St. James North by Senator Chad Blackman. Meanwhile, the DLP candidate, Felicia Dujon, says charges of serious neglect being laid in the constituency of St. James North. The NUPW urges government to respect workers' rights ahead of several state-owned enterprises being restructured. And C2SAB rejects charges made of political influence in the teacher strike last week. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Our next newscast is at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397. to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.